Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. It's the last weekend of July as we sit together at this cozy corner of Story Photograph. Today, I wanted to visit with you a subtle emotional moment from our childhood. What do I mean by a subtle emotional moment? Can you recall a moment when you were little? You saw your friend having something and you also wanted it. When you wished to receive something, but you didn't. You acted in certain ways in the hope that somebody would treat you in certain ways, but they didn't. These are all subtle emotional moments. They are actually so subtle that you probably didn't realize them when they happened back then. But sometimes a scene can visit you suddenly out of nowhere, and you may remember the subtle emotion that you felt as a child. Today's story is about the time when I was about 4 or 5 and got inspired by my friend's one action. As an adult, I can now recognize what subtle emotion I was feeling back then. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. When a little girl reached for the elevator button. It was when I was 4 or 5 and attended the local Yamaha music school with my 2 childhood best friends. Once every week, we all went to an hour-long group lesson together, accompanied by our mothers and younger siblings. The lesson studio was located at the top floor of the Yamaha music shop in the city center. On the ground floor, near the entrance, there was a wide fake marble elevator hall with one elevator with shiny light purple doors. Next to the purple doors, there were 2 sets of buttons to summon the elevator, one for standing adults and one for children and people on the wheelchairs. Though I was tall for my age, I was still too small to use the higher button, so I always used the accessibility button. One day, I arrived at the music shop with my mother and brother, one of my friends, and her mother and sister. My friend wore a rather fancy pale pink dress that day, and on her hair was a white ribbon. As we all walked through the entrance door, my eyes were glued on my friend, slightly envying her princess-like outfit. Then, when we came to the elevator hall, another special thing happened. My friend didn't press the accessibility button, but instead stood on her toe and reached for the higher button. "You can't reach that one," I shouted in my head. And she couldn't. Even with her best effort, her hand didn't quite reach the button. Noticing her attempt, her mother pressed the button on her behalf. Then she smiled and gently placed her hand on my friend's head. Later, that scene played in my head over and over. The way my friend stretched her hand to reach for the high button in her fancy pink dress. The way her hair and white ribbon touched her shoulder as she leaned back. And the way her mother placed her hand on my friend's head. The next time I went to the Yamaha music shop with my mother, I tried pressing the high button myself. I checked if my hair touched my shoulders as I did so, and I really stretched hard to press the button, but I couldn't reach it. "What are you doing?" My mother's voice rang next to me. Just press the button. Since I couldn't press the high button, I pressed the usual accessibility button. My mother apparently didn't see what I was seeing in my heart, since she forgot to give me a special smile or place her hand on my head. And thus my little dream was over.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.